This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
A.J. McCarron. A.J. McCarron, he has won his grievance. Oh, my God, he won his grievance. What the hell does that mean? I'll tell you. That means he was fighting the Bengals. And that means now that he is free to move about the country in free agency. He's an unrestricted free agent. He won that in a grievance against the Cincinnati Bengals. So let's talk about it now from the word that's on the street. And you got to listen to the word on the street. It's very important. The grievance goes all the way back to McCarron's rookie year in 2014. And there's a lot of fine print in this, but essentially the Bengals kept him on the non-football injury list for all but a couple of games there. And the claim at the time was that McCarron had suffered a shoulder injury away from the team, and that's why he was on the list. So they had made that declaration, which is fine. Now, this, of course, that prevented his contract from rolling into unrestricted free agent land. So, anyway, you know, not to get into the fine print of this, but McCarron had contended that the injury was incorrectly listed. That was agreed upon by outside counsel, and that loophole is what was needed to win this particular case. So we can toss another name. Oh, exciting. How exciting. Another name we can toss on the big pile of available quarterbacks in the NFL offseason. So I want to do a little exercise, and it's called the confidence game. You know how to play the confidence. And that's not the con man game, because confidence, of course, you shorten confidence. It's con. But the confidence game here. Let's play the confidence game. Now, the question, what is your level of confidence that A.J. McCarron, now that he's an unrestricted free agent, will be, now listen closely here, an above-average quarterback in the NFL? Not an average quarterback, not a bad quarterback, above-average. Now, to me, above average, like Kirk Cousins is an above average quarterback. He puts up good numbers. He's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, Kirk Cousins. what are the chances that A.J. McCarron, your level of confidence, now we'll use the Maller scale of confidence, and if you don't know what the Maller scale of confidence is when it comes to quarterbacks, the Maller scale of confidence in quarterback talk is 1 to 10, with 1 being DeShone Kizer. That's DeShone Kizer. And then number 10 on the list would be Tom Brady. So you have Kizer and Brady, 1 to 10. And I will go first here. I'm going to give A.J. McCarron a solid, I've done my copious research here, a 3. I'm giving him a 3.
Not
on the
2.
Yeah, that's right. 3, LeBron.
Not 2.
That's 2. Yeah, that's right. I know you got out of high school and that's it, but it's 1 more and then that's 3. That's the math on that. So my thoughts on this, you've got Incognito, the roulette wheel, and the slumlord. And we'll put all those together, we'll line them up, and you know the drill. All right, number one, A.J. McCarron has been off the grid for several years. Now, we understand, you know, I don't, before the guy in Alabama calls him, well, hey, you moron, Roll Tide. I remember he played for Saban. Yeah, I get it. I understand. I understand that he was a decorated college football player in Tuscaloosa. I understand that. But in the NFL world, he has been collecting dust. And he's been blocked, if you will, by Andy Dalton. And so he's kind of hanging around there. And this is a player who, if you were to say A.J. McCarron's name, he popped up a couple of times the last few years, but essentially incognito would be.
Roll down tide.
That's right, yes. He's going to be 28 years old. You know how many pass attempts McCarron has in the National Football League? 133. So let's do the math on it. You got a 28-year-old guy who has 133 pass attempts. It would be like if you're a NASCAR fan, because I know there's a lot of crossover here, a lot of crossover. If you were a NASCAR fan, let's say you ran a NASCAR team, you're running a NASCAR team, would you hire a driver that has a learning permit, a learner's permit, to be the face of your team in NASCAR? Probably not. Probably not. Right? And so that's kind of where we are. Now, I wouldn't think that would be the case. If you look at the competition, you got Kirk Cousins, Case Keenum, Breeze, who's about a 99% chance to stay with the Saints, Josh McCown, woo, Jay Cutler, Sam Bradford, and the belief is that eventually Tyrod Taylor will be dumped in Buffalo, so he will be available as well. Now, the second thing here. Right. Second thing, when you talk about all this, as we head into the free agency phase of the NFL calendar, which is always great talk radio fodder, A.J. McCarron, he is the definition. We talk about this a lot in different areas of sports. A.J. McCarron as a free agent is a spin of the roulette wheel. That's the reality of the situation here. He hasn't played much. And if you're desperate enough, it's kind of like, you know, the dating game, when you're at the bar, it's Friday night, it's late, bar's closing, and the number system gets puffed up. You know, the 5 becomes a 7, and if it gets really late, then the 2 becomes a 6, and then the 1 becomes a 5, and then all hell breaks. But if you're desperate enough, you're like, ah, sure, I'll gamble. Why not? The old lightning in a bottle, right? Catch lightning in a bottle. So, if I were to rank the most likely landing spot for A.J. McCarron, the big board is, it works this way. And I'll go in reverse order. All right, so I have now, this is everyone loves lists on radio. Lists are great on radio. Talk radio, no, seriously, talk radio is designed for list radio. It really is, I'm telling you.
This is not the number one station anymore, is it?
No, it's not. Hey, look what time it is. Who cares? All right, so I have the top 5 teams. Number 5, this is the least likely destination for A.J. McCarron. That would be the Denver Broncos. They're number 5 on my board. Number 4, J-E-T-S, suck, 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 the Jets. I got them 4th. Then I've got the Cardinals. The Cardinals are number 3. On that particular list, number 2, with a bullet, as Casey Kasem would say back in the day, the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo. Here we go, Buffalo. And then number 1, the Cleveland Browns, which is chalk. It is, in the confidence world, that is a chalk pick. Cleveland is an overwhelming favorite in the degenerate offshore world, where you can bet on these kind of things, to win the services of A.J. McCarron. Now, part of that is because they tried to trade for A.J. McCarron last year. The trade fell apart, partly because of this grievance. But Sashi Brown, remember this, before you give the Browns A.J. McCarron, Sashi Brown was the GM in Cleveland. I'm amazed I even remember his name. But he was the one that was pulling the strings trying to make that trade. He's also the guy that built that 0-16 Cleveland juggernaut where they had the parade and the celebration and all that. And now he's gone. So John Dorsey, the old Chiefs guy, has been all over the place, well, a couple places, and he's now the big shot for the Cleveland Browns. So it's not 100%. It's not 99%. I think it's closer to 75% that the Browns get this guy. And all of that said, A.J. McCarron, he does have a fanboy in the current head coach of the Brownies, and that's Hugh Jackson because they work together in Cincinnati. So that's a good thing, right? When the guy wants to have you on the team, that's a good thing. Now, the last particular point on this, A.J. McCarron, we know almost universally that this list, other than, well, the Broncos were a bottom-feeding team. The Bills were technically in the playoffs, but these are generally bottom-feeding teams. This is bottom of the barrel. This is doing the backstroke in the cesspool. That's what this is, this particular list. So the deck is going to be stacked against McCarron going in with the team that he signs with. That's a pretty safe statement. I think we can agree on that. And is he going to become the slumlord of the Cleveland Browns, the quarterback that guides them to that remarkable turnaround where they go 3-13 instead of 0-16? I keep flashing back to when he was coming out of Alabama, and the arguments against A.J. McCarron were that he does not have a great arm, that the NFL world would expose that, that that's the biggest red flag, and he's, you know, the mobility issues, that he wasn't projected to be much of a playmaker. He had a couple of good moments with the Bengals filling in for Andy Dalton, but I would say overall, dink and dunk, touch pass type guy, that doesn't generally excite you too much. Think Mike Glennon 2.0. Would you be excited if Mike Glennon signed with your team? So that's what I have at this moment, until proven otherwise, I have A.J. McCarron as Mike Glennon 2.0, which is better than Brock Osweiler, right? That's better than Brock Osweiler. Mike Glennon's a better option than that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The issue of pads. Let's get to that right now. This is a story. Several of you said, we must talk about this. I need to hear your thoughts on this. But it involves a Pittsburgh Steelers receiver named Juju Smith-Schuster, who is back in college. He's back at USC. He made the big declaration on Thursday. He was back in the classroom there. He promised his dear old mom that he would get his education complete, even though he's in the NFL and dancing over Bengal players that are decapitated almost. Anyway, all right, so enough about that. So Juju Smith-Schuster back in class. He's at USC, and he tweets out and puts – it's actually not from his Instagram account, but he tweeted it out because he's got every social media channel imaginable. And he's sitting in the classroom there, and obviously somebody else took the picture, and he is wearing what appears – we can only see him from the waist up, but it looks like he's wearing his full Steeler uniform. Now, I don't know if he has the pants on, but he definitely has the jersey and what looks like shoulder pads. And he's sitting in the classroom – and it makes it seem like he's paying attention to the professor who's teaching some amazing subject. And he's locked in. He's engaged, wearing his Pittsburgh Steelers uniform with shoulder pads. All right, so I wanted to talk about this. Now, the question here is, douche or no douche, wearing shoulder pads and a jersey in a classroom at USC? So I will go first. I'm going to say no douche. And the reason...
What?
Yes! Let me tell you why. All right? This is going to shock you, Danny. The reason that this is a no-douche vote for me, okay, is this is for hits on YouTube. Juju Smith-Schuster has a YouTube channel. A little birdie tells me that this was all part of, it's all part of his master plan to take over.
Well, you hate things like that, though.
No, I do. I love LeVar Ball. I'm all about it.
Yeah, but you don't like when things are done just for the cameras.
No, it's obvious, though. But it's like a bunch of dopes. Like, no, he didn't do that. He just loves the Steelers, so he wanted to wear his uniform.
This would be like if you showed up to a Saddleback College class with your headphones and your notes
from the show. Yeah, I'd be walking around with a microphone saying, hey, look at me. Look at me. No, but you know how much money you can get from Facebook and YouTube? You get enough hits. And the Steeler fans are all brainwashed. They'll eat up any Pittsburgh Steeler type of content. This is brilliant by Juju Smith-Schuster. He is multitasking, right? I mean, his mom's forcing him apparently to go back to school. He doesn't need to go to school. He's got enough money from the NFL now. But his mom's forcing him to go to school. It's a waste of his time. But he, you know, at least he's monetizing it by putting the uniform on. It's a good job by Juju Smith-Schuster. That's solid. I hope the next class he wears the road uniform. You know, he's got the black Steeler jersey on. He's got to wear the white one to the next class. Do they have a third jersey in Pittsburgh? Do they have that? That used to wear the bubble. Remember, was it the bumblebee uniforms they wore?
Eddie is our Steelers expert.
Yes, he used to wear those. He's got to wear the
bumblebee.
They
got rid of those. But
they bring them back. They make a special jersey there for him.
They do have those color rush jerseys they wear. Yeah. They're not that much different than the normal jerseys.
So I say no douche. Eddie, you're going to call him a douche? Go ahead. He's a Steeler receiver. Call him a douche. You hate stuff like I don't hate stuff like this because it's marketing. He's trying to make money.
No, I mean, I'll say this. If he wore his uniform like all day, then yeah, I would say douche. But if he just wore it for a picture, which I think is what happened, then no douche.
There's students in the classroom. There are people that maybe they're actors, but they appear to be actual students in the classroom.
I'm not saying he's
USC.
Not in a real classroom. I'm just saying I don't think he wore those pads.
I think he
the
did.
Entire time.
Well, I went to USC.
That's
and
right.
Who's that talking?
That mystery voice. See, we have to introduce you properly because no one knows. I'm not that they don't know who you are, Ryan, but that is now in for Koopaloop. This is going to blow you away. First time all year a producer has come in and talked to me before the show. Ryan Dennis, how about that? Yes,
brother.
Ryan is in here for Koopaloop. He's very talkative. Yeah, you went to USC,
right? Yes, I went to USC, and the first thing I noticed, I thought it was a little bit douchey myself, but I was not a single class I was ever in where there are that few of kids in the class. There was like three in the picture.
There's four.
It looked a little staged.
There's four. No, actually, I see like seven.
I just want to know.
I see seven.
Did he ride his famous bike to class?
Oh, didn't he get his driver's license?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the, I think it was an Instagram video of his mom telling him that he ain't S and go out and sweep the driveway?
Yeah. No, he's going for it. I love it. He realizes.
Well, clearly he's listening to mom.
No, he's not. All right.
Yes, he is.
That was likely staged, okay? Do you understand, Eddie? Are you that naive? Come on. All right, it's like, hey, let's get hits. Let's position mom to tell me to go out and clean something up.
If Mrs. Maller, your mom, was still with us.
Yes.
And she told you to go sweep the driveway. Your ass would be out there sweeping the driveway.
But you were scared of her, Ben. You've said it before.
No, but I love my mom. But if I said, hey, mom, we can get a million hits and make a couple $1,000. Can you do this? Can you tell me to do something for the camera? She'd be like, sure. I want you to be successful. So
she'd want her cut.
Well, of course she would. So just like you think Juju Smith-Schuster's mom doesn't want a little taste of the action there? Little taste, as they say, a little envelope with some cash.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Chris Bosh, remember Chris Bosh? Looked like a dinosaur back in the day. Yeah, Chris Bosh, he has not played professional basketball in several seasons, but he has spoken out about coming on back. We're talking about Chris Bosh returning to the NBA. He has declared himself on the comeback trail. Woohoo! How exciting is that? Come on, you're excited, really? Come on. Tell me you're not a little aroused right now. Chris Bosh could be coming back to basketball. Man, that's cool. No, unless it's not. Well, he played for the Miami Heat. He was part of that Heatles, that era of Heat basketball when Dwayne Wade, LeBron, and Bosh all got together to form the super team. They were the rock stars of the NBA. Man, was that a magical time. Woohoo! Well, anyway, so here we are a couple years later, and he has not played. The reason Chris Bosh has not played, if you forgot, he had a blood clot in his lungs problem, right? That's a big deal. That's a big effing deal. And that went away. He came back, and he played basketball again after he had a blood clot in his lungs. No harm, He survived, no foul. He got back to playing in the NBA. Well, once he came back to playing in the NBA, he suffered another blood clot in his calf problem. And it was determined that he has a medical condition where blood clots are very likely. And so, therefore, he was banished from the NBA. He was sent away. That was it. But yet, here we are a couple years later. He's mentioned in the past that he wants to come back. It sounds like he's more aggressive with his attempts to come back. So here's the question, okay? Bosch doing some interviews said, I'd like to come back and play. I'm getting ready. He's declared himself on the comeback trail. The question is this. Let's discuss. What are the odds that Chris Bosh plays another regular season NBA game? Now, I'm going to go first. I'm going to set the odds, and I think I'm being generous on this. I think I'm really being too polite. I'm going to set the odds at 0%. I'm going to say there is zero chance that Chris Bosh ever plays another NBA game. And the perspective on this is you've got rust, the glitch, and liability. And that's just the tip of the iceberg on that. So we'll link all these things together for you. Now, while Chris Bosh will not appear in an NBA game again, that does not mean that if he was allowed to play, that he would not help a contender. He had made the comment that he wanted to play for a contender, the highest bidder, or something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing. But see, that's a different question. If the question is, could Chris Bosh help a team in the NBA right now? I would say yes. I would say absolutely he could help an NBA team. He was the ringleader of the Raptors, the third wheel with the Heat. He's versatile. He plays defense. He has the ability to adapt. He's past his prime, but he wouldn't be going into a team, Bosh, and being the man. He would have to be an auxiliary player, a supporting actor with one of the teams in the NBA, and he's been away for several years, the rigors of NBA life, the travel and all that. He hasn't had to deal with it. And, yeah, there's rust and all that, but that can be worked out. Now, in a perfect world, right, if he was medically able to play, then Chris Bosh could be dropped into the Celtics locker room. They need a little bit of help. Some of their guys are falling apart here. The Cavaliers, team back up with LeBron. Didn't work out so well for Dwayne Wade, but maybe it'll work out for you. The Raptors, the Rockets, you can go down the list. There's several teams there that would make sense in a wonderfully perfect world. I don't know if you heard about this, though. We don't live in utopia. This is not utopia here. So that's not going to happen. Now, part B of this. Chris Bosh, and I saw the interview and I saw some of the clips online that he did where he made these comments. I mean, he looks like he's in good shape. He looks like, I don't want to say he looks like Adonis, but he looks like he's in better shape than I am. And I'm in pretty good shape. I'm in really good shape. But he looks like he's in better shape than I am. And he appears that he can handle at least working out that part of it, the Herculean task to get back to playing basketball. But the reason I am going with 0%, 0% is because of the ugly truth involved in this. Chris Bosh was diagnosed with a career-ending blood clot-causing illness, okay? And that particular glitch of his body is going to force the hand of the NBA where he's not going to play. There was an independent medical review that was done a couple years back. It was conducted by the NBA, but they said it was independent, which, we always say when it's paid for by the league, it's not independent. And it was determined that it would be unsafe for Chris Bosh to play. Now, that was an independent medical review. We know how medicine works. If you've dealt with doctors, you know how this stuff works. Chris Bosh could certainly find some doctor, maybe a shady doctor, and clear him. The chances of him playing in the NBA, though, are still 0%. Now, why is that? Do you know the name Reggie Lewis? You remember the name Reggie Lewis? Maybe not. It's been many years. Probably forgot. Google it. Go to Wikipedia. Reggie Lewis was the big man in Boston for the Celtics. If you know his story, you know where I'm going with this. But Reggie Lewis had been red flagged. He had a heart issue, and he had, I believe it was like the first quarter of a regular season NBA game. He had passed out, if I remember correctly, and it was a big to-do. And Reggie Lewis went doctor shopping. And if you go to enough medical people, you will find one because it's inexact, right? So if you go to enough doctors, and plus there's some shady doctors, if you pay them a little bit, they'll help you out. So you get the good stuff. So anyway, the point of all this is Reggie Lewis went doctor shopping. He eventually found someone that cleared him to play, allowed him to come back to basketball. Reggie Lewis did return to the Celtics. He then dropped dead practicing in the summer to get back to the Celtics. So, and I know it's a long time now and that people have changed in the NBA, but that memory of Reggie Lewis still haunts people in the league office. Even though the names have changed, the faces have changed, that the morbid ending to that, as you would imagine, left a pretty bad taste in a lot of people's eyes at the NBA. So before the yeah, but crowd checks, and I did say it was a heart issue. This is a different situation with Chris Bosh, but I will point out from what I have read, my copious research, the end game is still the same. The end game is death, right? The end game is blood clot. That's a killer. That's the silent killer, right? The blood clot. Anyway, the last thing here, the doctors, if you look at the medical part of this, right, the doctors reached a consensus that Chris Bosh's issue can, as I say, it can lead to his demise playing basketball. And yeah, he could find a dime store doctor somewhere. Now the issue also is, you know, you look at the executives in the NBA, the coaches in the NBA, there's somebody out there, there's probably more than one or two people that would be like, yeah, we want to have you. The talent evaluators would be all for Chris Bosh coming back. But I'm telling you, eventually it's going to have to go through legal, and the NBA legal beagles in New York, there's no way they can put that out there and say, yeah, we'll let you come back. I just don't see a path for that to happen. Even if he finds some doctor to give him a medical waiver, Chris Bosh, it just can't happen. I mean, imagine being the team that signs Chris Bosh and he ends up in a body bag and he's going to cart it off in the second quarter of a game some random night in the NBA. Yeah, it's a tough spot to be in, yes? Anyway, so it's not, even though Bosh said it's about, you know, highest bidder, he has been cashing in the checks even since this all went down. He earned $163 million, Bosh did, for Toronto and Miami, and I believe I'm right on this, it was around $80 million he's earned since he was essentially kicked out, right, for health reasons, banned from playing in the NBA and forced into retirement. So that's where we are in the Chris Bosh story, but we'll see what happens next. I don't know what else could happen. He could go to Europe, but they have lawyers in Europe too. That's the problem. How about this one? I got it. Lithuania. Chris Bosh and the Big Baller Brand. Right, can you see that? Come on.
My lover balls.
I could see LeVar Ball lining up some Lithuanian legal firm and putting Chris Bosh in a uniform with his kids. There's a possibility. There you go. And you could have a whole spinoff show on the Ball and the Family. Bosh and the Family, right? You throw that, a Ball and the Bosh.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Not a single man, woman, or child has done a better job at making waves this season than the patriarch of the Ball family. We're talking about LaVar Ball. Now, if you've been paying attention to As the Ball Turns, then you know about this, but I hope you haven't. Every time I bring up LaVar Ball's name, I get vitriol on email. I like your show, but you shouldn't talk about LaVar Ball. He should be censored. You're part of the problem. Don't even bother sending the email, okay? Don't even bother. I've already got all of the angles covered on this. So, but if you missed out on it, in a clearly biased story, pro-Lakers story, another fanboy in the media supporting the Lakers. The Lakers were said to be, quote, angry and disappointed with LaVar Ball's criticism of Luke Walton. Remember that? Yeah, it was fun. We had a couple of good shows on that. And the story claimed that Magic Johnson, quote, strongly admonished LaVar Ball. Was it like LaVar's a child and Magic's the adult? Okay. But wait, there's more. The story indicated that those around the Lakers say the franchise frustrated with the, quote, constant disrespect and drama that LeVar has provided. So let's talk about this. Now, the question here is kind of obvious. Do you have any empathy for the Lakers on this? Right, they're selling, pretty obviously the story was might as well have been written by the Laker PR department. The Lakers are selling this as they are angry and disappointed and that they feel like they've been sold a bill of goods here, this constant disrespect and drama. So do you feel any empathy for the Lakers and for Magic Johnson? I'll go first here, and no way. No. Can I repeat it a few more times? Yeah. All right. So my viewpoint on this, there's a couple of things here, right? You've got pleading ignorance. You've got that. False advertising as well. Rules violations and a whole lot more. All right, we'll tie all these things together. Now, first of all, this particular story, this chapter in the never-ending story about LeVar Ball says much more to me about the Lakers' incompetence than it does LeVar Ball's incompetence. LeVar is a pretty simple guy. He's a businessman. His business, he's selling himself. Right? That's what he's doing. He's selling himself. He's selling the Ball family. Old man Ball, well, you might not like what he's doing. You might take pot shots at him. This is a get-rich-quick scheme. Guess what? It's working. It's working, right? It is marketing his quirky personality. People are buying it. Maybe you're not buying it. Maybe you're like, I don't care. I don't like it. I'm the old guy. Bunch of people are. LeVar Ball is a rock star at this point. Now, most of this is being driven by the millennials, but he has made a boatload, a Brinks truckload of money, and it's getting higher and higher. It's not because he's selling a lot of shoes either. It's because of social media. Now, the long-form story here about LeVar, which is mostly a PR job for the Lakers, the story paints the Lakers as the victim. Right? They're the victim in all this. I think we can all agree that that is laughable, that the Lakers are somehow the victim in this. LeVar Ball did not pull any kind of a bait and switch on Irvin Magic Johnson. Now, if the Lakers want to plead ignorance and say, oh, no, this is we were given some kind of promises, come on. What you see is what you get. And again, if you don't like it, that's fine. A lot of people don't like it. It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. But it's not like he's hiding it. He's never hid it. He's a carnival huckster. And it's like a certain element, and I guess I'm part of it, the Svengali effect, right? Where you're just mesmerized by the things that he does. And he commands attention. He does in a goofy cartoon clown kind of way. He demands and commands attention. LeVar Ball has been completely transparent. He has been the circus clown since day one. He's been the guy with the trumpet leading the dog and pony show. He's never been anything else. That's been his public persona. And so for the Lakers to say, well, no, we feel like we've been the victim here, like, you know, disrespect and drama. Come on. Now, secondly, my advice to the Lakers is to actually thank LeVar Ball, right? They continue the Lakers to be the laughingstock of the NBA. They were embarrassed again. They blew a 15-point lead against Minnesota, a Minnesota team who didn't seem like they really even wanted to be on the court the first half of the game, right? They wanted the All-Star break to already start, and this miserable band of losers wearing Laker uniforms, they blew a 15-point lead against a Minnesota team that didn't even want to be there. They were ready to go on vacation. And so I think they're, 11 games under 500? They're a joke of a franchise. Once proud, not anymore. Outclassed on a regular basis. And if anyone is guilty of false advertising, it's Irvin Magic Johnson. Remember the summer, they won the summer league. Magic declared the Lakers were back. They're not sniffing the postseason this season. Not even close. And those young players, those blue chip young players have fizzled. They haven't become headline stars. At best, they're secondary players in the NBA. The only thing Magic's really done here is consistently violate the rules of the NBA with his blatant cheating and tampering with other players around the NBA, and that's what he's been good at. That's his signature move here with the Lakers. And listen, the Lakers are selling now. The latest scam the Lakers are trying to sell is this special elixir of free agency, this cure-all. And I would advise you to not hold your breath. You talk about a desperation situation for the Lakers. And listen, I know the Lemmings eat this up. The Lemmings are lined up. They love it. They can't get enough of this. And they love the con. They love to be part of the con. And they're eating it up. LaVar Ball, he's conning you in a different way, but he ain't deceptive in his con. He's in your face. He's able to rattle cages and all that. In Lithuania, the man spent most of his time in recent months in Lithuania. You couldn't even pick that out on a map. And yet he's able to do this. Now, the final thing here, the Lakers have every right to be angry and disappointed, but not with LaVar Ball, with Lonzo Ball. Like, that's the guy they should be upset with. The guy was the number two pick in the draft. If you've watched the NBA at all this year, Lonzo Ball has provided a potpourri of missed jump shots and missed games. He's got a fragile body, right? If you're going to have buyer's remorse, you should have buyer's remorse. In the fact, Lonzo Ball is not good. He's much closer to being maybe, if he's lucky, Ricky Rubio, who's going to be a journeyman basketball player bouncing from team to team. And people were billing him as Jason Kidd or Magic Johnson. He didn't look anything like that. And at least the big baller brand and all of their Russian bot followers and LaVar Ball have provided, I would say, a refreshing distraction from the bums that are wearing Laker uniforms. It's amateur hour with the Lakers. I'd fire everybody if I owned the Lakers. Get rid of everybody. Bring some new people in there. The people they hired are not good.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.